Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I'm looking at my credit card bill, and I see I got a charge from you, and I'm not familiar with your company. Can you tell me what you sell or why I got charged?
We don't sell anything. We're just a third-party call center. We assist people who order products online, you know, because a lot of businesses use third-party call centers. And, you know, so that's what we assist with, canceling accounts or extending trials. Did you order anything online?
No. And I got two different charges through you.
Okay, let me see if I can.
I got one on January 30th and one on February 2nd.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so can I have your zip code, please?
33928.
33928. Okay, you're fine. Can I have your first and last name?
Herbert Walker. H-E-R-B-E-R-T.
Okay, one moment. Herbert Walker.
Yeah, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, Herbert.
I think they typoed your name. I think they did. I'm going to pull this up. And give me one moment. Okay, one moment. Can you verify your shipping and mailing address for me, please?
Shipping address. I got two different addresses, but I've been at this address for about 3 months. Are you in California?
We are in California. If you don't feel comfortable verifying your address, you could do it with your email or telephone number.
My email is hwlkr0326@aol.com.
No, this is the wrong. I thought they may have, you know, typoed your last name, but this is not you. And so your name is Vincent Herbert, right?
V-I-N-C-E-N-T.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay. Herbert Walker. Okay, one moment. Okay. And you can verify your shipping and your mailing address for me, please, one more time.
Shipping address?
Yes.
20044 Orange Tree Lane, Estero, Florida. That's Estero, Florida. 33928.
Your name is really popular. Do you have another address that you use sometimes?
I do. Most of the time, I'm at 8823. Or Jan, what is it? 8223. I'm sorry, my address is 8223 Metal Court, St. John, Indiana.
No, these people are not you. Your name is very popular. Hold on 1 second. Vincent Walker. Let's try it this way. 1 second. Now I'm going to try it with your phone number that you just called in on. Just give me.
Well, that's my wife's phone. You can try that one.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it there?
Is it 708-646-8788?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try it. No, sir. It didn't pop up under her phone number.
And I gave you my phone number, didn't I?
You never gave me yours. I just tried.
All right. Well, try my phone number.
Sure.
708.
Uh-huh.
708-646-8586.
No, sir. Didn't pull up with that either. I can look for you under your email address if you like to see if you have an account with us.
I gave that email to you.
Yeah, I was trying to see if somebody had, you know, typoed your name, but they didn't. That wasn't you, so I didn't write it down. I was just looking at the screen and reading it, what you had said, so I didn't jot it down.
Well, I got two charges. I got one on January 30th, and I got one a bigger one on February 2nd.
Yes, sir. If I can have your email address just one last time, just to look.
Okay. hwlkr0326@aol.com.
Thank you. I'm just trying to look for your account, that's all.
I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. And you're still not pulling up for me. You said H as in Henry, W as in water, L as in love, K as in kite, R as in rose, 0326@aol.com.
Yeah, that's a zero, not an O. That's a
yeah,
zero.
I said zero. Yeah, I said zero.
Yep, you did. I just want to make sure, yep.
Yeah, I said zero to make you know I didn't put O in there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you still did not pull up for me. I have one other way, only if you feel comfortable, and it's just for the only sole purposes of locating your account, is your the first six digits of your credit card.
About the last four.
Okay, I can do the last four if you're more comfortable.
7289? Hold on 1 second.
Okay, I'll wait.
Oh, I got my wallet. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Seven two eight nine,
okay. And no, sir, which means you don't have an account with us.
Well, you charging me, who's getting this money?
You're gonna have to contact your bank. Like I said, we're a third party call center, and a lot of businesses use third party call centers. We're just not the call center that they used, you know, for where you order your product from. So you'll have to contact your bank so you can have the correct number to get this rectified.
So call my bank and tell them that I've talked to you and you don't even have an account. So
yeah, I don't have one. Ask them if they have the correct number, or you can also look on your credit card receipt and see what number they have associated with the product that you are being charged with, so you can call that number. But you are not pulling up for us.
Okay, ma'am. All right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. Unfortunately, I couldn't find her. I do apologize for that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.